and it shall be upon Aaron to minister. And his sound shall be heard when he goeth in unto the holy place before the Lord, and when he cometh out, that he die not. Then shalt thou cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month. In the day of atonement shall he make the trumpet sound throughout all your land. And upon them that are left alive of you I will send a faintness into their hearts in the lands of their enemies. And the sound of a shaken leaf shall chase them, and they shall flee as fleeing from a sword, and they shall fall when none pursueth. But when the congregation is to be gathered together, ye shall blow, but ye shall not sound an alarm. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when ye hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout. And the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up every man straight before him. So the people shouted when the priests blew with the trumpets. And it came to pass, when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. And let it be, when thou hearest the sound of a going in the tops of the mulberry trees, that then thou shalt bestir thyself. But then shall the Lord go out before thee to smite the host of the Philistines. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the trumpet. But Absalom sent spies throughout all the tribes of Israel, saying, As soon as ye hear the sound of the trumpet, then ye shall say, Absalom reigneth in Hebron. And all the people came up after him, and the people piped with pipes and rejoiced with great joy, so that the earth rent with the sound of them. And Adonijah and all the guests that were with him heard it, as they had made an end of eating. And when Joab heard the sound of the trumpet, he said, Wherefore is this noise of the city being in an uproar? And it was so, when Ahijah heard the sound of her feet as she came in at the door, that he said, Come in, thou wife of Jeroboam. Why feignest thou thyself to be another? For I am sent to thee with heavy tidings. Go. And Elijah said unto Ahab, Get thee up. Eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. But Elisha sat in his house, and the elders sat with him, and the king sent a man from before him. But ere the messenger came to him, he said to the elders, See ye how this son of a murderer has sent to take away mine head? Look, when the messenger cometh, shut the door, and hold him fast at the door. Is not the sound of his master's feet behind him? And it shall be, when thou shalt hear a sound of going in the tops of the mulberry trees, that then thou shalt go out to battle, for God is gone forth before thee to smite the host of the Philistines. So the singers Heman, Asaph, and Ethan were appointed to sound with cymbals of brass. Thus all Israel brought up the ark of the covenant of the Lord with shouting, and with sound of the cornet, and with trumpets, and with cymbals, making a noise with psalteries and harps. Asaph the chief, and the next to him Zechariah, Jeiel, and Shemiramoth, and Jehiel, and Mattathiah, and Eliab, and Benaiah, and Obed-Edom, and Jeiel with psalteries and with harps, but Asaph made a sound with cymbals. And with them Heman and Jeduthun with trumpets and cymbals, for those that should make a sound, and with musical instruments of God. And the sons of Jeduthun were porters. It came even to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music, and praised the Lord, saying, For he is good, for his mercy endureth for ever, that then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord. In what place therefore ye hear the sound of the trumpet, resort ye thither unto us, our God shall fight for us. A dreadful sound is in his ears. In prosperity the destroyer shall come upon him. They take the timbrel and harp, and rejoice at the sound of the organ. Hear attentively the noise of his voice, and the sound that goeth out of his mouth. He swalloweth the ground with fierceness and rage, neither believeth he that it is the sound of the trumpet. God is gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. The clouds poured out water, the sky sent out a sound, thine arrows also went abroad. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. An instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. With trumpets and sound of cornet make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Let my heart be sound in thy statutes, that I be not ashamed. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. My son, let not them depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. A sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy, the rottenness of the bones. And the doors that shall be shut in the streets, when the sound of the grinding is low, and he shall rise up at the voice of the bird, and all the daughters of music shall be brought low. Wherefore my bowels shall sound like an harp for Moab, and mine inward parts for Kirharesh. My bowels, I am pained at my very heart. My heart maketh a noise in me. I cannot hold my peace, because thou hast heard, O my soul, the sound of the trumpet, the alarm of war. How long shall I see the standard and hear the sound of the trumpet? Also I set watchmen over you, saying, Hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, We will not hearken. The snorting of his horses was heard from Dan. The whole land trembled at the sound of the neighing of his strong ones, for they are come and have devoured the land and all that is in it, the city and those that dwell therein. Moreover, I will take from them the voice of mirth and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, the sound of the millstones and the light of the candle, saying, No, but we will go into the land of Egypt, where we shall see no war, nor hear the sound of the trumpet, nor have hunger of bread, and there will we dwell. Therefore mine heart shall sound for Moab like pipes, and mine heart shall sound like pipes for the men of Kirharesh, because the riches that he hath gotten are perished. A sound of battle is in the land, and of great destruction. A sound of a cry cometh from Babylon, and great destruction from the land of the Chaldeans. And the sound of the cherubim's wings was heard even to the outer court, as the voice of the Almighty God when he speaketh. And I will cause the noise of thy songs to cease, and the sound of thy harps shall be no more heard. Thus saith the Lord God to Tyrus, Shall not the isles shake at the sound of thy fall, when the wounded cry, when the slaughter is made in the midst of thee? The suburbs shall shake at the sound of the cry of thy pilots. I made the nations to shake at the sound of his fall, when I cast him down to hell with them that descend into the pit. And all the trees of Eden, the choice and best of Lebanon, all that drink water, shall be comforted in the nether parts of the earth. Then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet, and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet, and took not warning, his blood shall be upon him. But he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. That at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king hath set up. Therefore at that time when all the people heard the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and all kinds of music, all the people, the nations, and the languages fell down and worshipped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, shall fall down and worship the golden image. Now if ye be ready, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made, well. But if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Blow ye the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. But I will send a fire upon Moab, and it shall devour the palaces of Kirioth. And Moab shall die with tumult, with shouting, and with the sound of the trumpet, the chant to the sound of the viol, and invent to themselves instruments of music, like David. Doest thine alms? Do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest, and he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. And he said unto him, Thy brother is come, and thy father hath killed the fatted calf, because he hath received him safe and sound. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily, their sound went into all the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world. And even things without life giving sound, whether pipe or harp, except they give a distinction in the sounds, how shall it be known what is piped or harped? For if the trumpet give an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself to the battle? Moment, in the twinkling of an eye at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for men's stealers, for liars, for perjured persons, and if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine. For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. Hold fast the form of sound words, which thou hast heard of me, in faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, holding fast the faithful word as he hath been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. This witness is true. Wherefore rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith. But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine, that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you, and the sound of a trumpet and the voice of words, which voice they that heard entreated that the word should not be spoken to them any more, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And the seven angels which had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. And I beheld, and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels which are yet to sound. And they had breastplates, as it were breastplates of iron. And the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. The days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he hath declared to his servants the prophets. And the voice of harpers and musicians and of pipers and trumpeters shall be heard no more at all in thee, and no craftsman of whatsoever craft he be shall be found any more in thee, and the sound of a millstone shall be heard no more at all in thee.